Glad to be here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So are we. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Appreciate the specials.
Yes.
Everything about the service.
Right. Yes, sir.
We're thrilled to have our brother Daryl Ward with us tonight.
Yes, sir.
He's a dear friend of ours, but he's also a real blessing to us as a minister, and so we're pleased that he's able to be with us this weekend, and that you're able to be here for the services. He was able to bring his wife and daughter, Sister Cheryl and Jessica, so it's nice to have them with us too. Better place to be in February. You know, people will grind on us the rest of the year about how hot it is. And it always kind of cracks me up when they point out snakes and things like that. You know, back east, you can't see them, but there's snakes. Here you can see them at least, right? So this is our time of the year to, you know. Part of me wishes it was like this all year long.
Right.
But if it was, then we'd be Phoenix, not Tucson. So.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. So, Brother Daryl's going to bring the word here tonight. And one of the things that I really appreciate about Brother Daryl is that he brings messages that you can apply to your lives right away. And he's always telling me, well, you know, I'm just a simple preacher and I'm just bringing something simple. And that's true. And that's right. But simple doesn't mean shallow. Right? God hides himself and reveals himself in simplicity. And I appreciate that, you know. I'm not looking for some, you know, wow, you know, something that will tease your intellect. I want something that's going to help me live, help me to know God a little bit better, to draw closer, to be delivered, whatever it is that we have need of, right? And so we just invite our brother to come and take his liberty here tonight. And you just pull on the gift, because it is a fact that you'll get out of it what you expect. So you operate the gift, you pull on it, say, God, speak to me, I've got this need or that need, or and expect the Lord to minister to you. And we'll just have a good time. Amen. He counts the stars. As our brother prepares to come, he counts the stars, one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shores. He sees each sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. He knows my name. Step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, he knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. Tomorrow may bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. Don't have all the answers to the questions of life. But I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name. Every step every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name, but I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. My name. Do you believe he knows your name tonight? He knows my name.
Aren't you glad he knows your name?
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What a privilege it is to be free tonight. No chains of no organization, no denominations, no chains of man. Come on, somebody. We've been made free by the blood of the Lamb of God tonight to worship Him in spirit and truth, to worship a living God, a God that we can say, I love you. And He can answer back, I love you. We can go to Him and say, I have a need. And He can say, I can meet that need. What a privilege it is to serve a God like that. Who cares? You know, people hardly care anymore. Just self-centered and self-love. And what a God who cares for us. I remember one time I was hunting, and I come down into a gully and up over the other side, and down in Kentucky. And I come up out of this gully and up on the other side, and there was, it was just a weed, but it was beautiful. It was like a blue, and right in the middle of it was just a radiant yellow. I just stopped in my tracks. I was deer hunting, and I said, little fella, what are you doing here? I said, you should be at the president's house. You should be at the queen's desk. You're so beautiful. What are you doing out here in the woods? Just out in the woods, and yet the beauty of this weed. And a voice spoke to me and said, who saw it? And I said, I did. He said, I put it there for you. That's how much He cares for us, friends. Just something that would give you pleasure. Amen. I believe He made the Sedona just for me. Amen. I love that place. Aren't you glad to be a Christian? Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with us to the book of 2 Kings. We want to read from 2 Kings chapter 4, starting at verse 25. We greet you in the name of the Lord and just count it such an honor to come and be with you again. And as Brother Doug said, there's no place to be February than Tucson. I've always enjoyed coming out, and I was so happy to be able to come this time, and Cheryl and Jessica be able to come with us, and we just spent a couple of days and went up and seen I won't say it wrong, but Saguaro cactus, is that right? I went up there to saw that, and went up to Sabina Canyon today, and just had a wonderful time. And so we just counted it an honor to be here. May the Lord bless you richly, and whatever your need would be tonight, I want you to look to Him and believe. Amen. He's certainly able to meet every need. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 25. The Bible says this. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off that he said to Gehazi his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she answered, it is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone. For her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins and take my staff in thine hand and go thy way. And if thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again. And lay my staff upon the face of the child. Verse 30. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. You know why? Because she wouldn't let him alone. Amen. Let us bow our heads. I want to speak to you for a few minutes this evening on just a simple thought of hold on. Hold on. Oh Lord, as we bow in your presence this evening, we are so grateful in our hearts, Lord, to serve you.
Yes, Lord.
For there is no God like you.
Amen.
And Lord, we are so grateful to be able to gather here this evening in thy name. For there's not another name or a greater name given in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And what a privilege it is to be a part of the family of God.
Amen.
And the family name is Jesus.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask tonight that your Spirit would come among us, Lord.
Yes.
And speak to every heart, to every situation.
Hallelujah.
That, Lord, it would give us faith to take the promise of your word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For we know sensation will fail us, and emotion will fail us, but the word of God will never fail us. So, Lord, we put our trust in your word, Lord. For it says we're already healed.
Amen.
And, Lord, in your mind, we've already raptured, Lord.
Amen.
For you wrote our names in your book.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. You wrote our names in your book before there was a world. Before the prophet said, before there was even a star, you knew the color of our hair and the color of our eyes. And Lord, truly, as the song says, you know our name. And Lord, I pray tonight, may you, knowing our name, would know every situation. And may your word speak to each need tonight.
Amen.
That when we leave the building, may we say, did not our hearts burn within us as he walked and talked with us along the way? Lord, bless my buddy, Brother Doug, Lord, his family, the church here, God. Lord, I pray let a revival strike, Lord, in every heart and every home, Lord. That Tucson once more will know that thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Grant it, Lord. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated this evening. Hold on.
Amen.
Now, by definition, hold on means to endure. Or to keep going in difficult circumstances. You know, you heard the saying, if they could just hold on a little longer. And there's other words that have the same meaning that doesn't change the meaning of the word hold on. And that is to keep going. Or to keep on. Or to last. Or to continue. Or to persevere. I know you've heard that before. To struggle on. To carry on. To go on. To hang on, to hold out, to not give up, to see it through, to stay the course, to stick it out, to stick with it, to hang in there. Or when I was in the army, the term soldier on, amen. The opposite meaning of hold on. All these are meanings of hold on. It means the same thing. But the opposite of holding on is to give up. So we're either going to hold on or we're going to give up. You're going to do one or the other, amen. And we're living in a time where many people are getting discouraged. People are walking away and they're turning aside and simply giving up. But I say to you tonight, Tabernacle, do not give up. Just hold on, amen. Stay the course, amen. Stay with the word. Stay with the message of the hour. It is ordained to see us through. Just hold on. Oh, Brother Darrell, it's getting hard. I realize that, but hold on. Where else can we go, friends? Only this message has words of eternal life. There is no going back. We burnt the bridges, amen. We are a people. We are not going back. We're going forward, amen. Hallelujah. This Shunammite woman that we read about in the Bible is the very definition of hold on. For she stayed the course. She did not give up. Amen. In a difficult situation, yet she stayed the course. She never left her faith of believing that God could do something about the situation. Now, to get an understanding of what's going on here, we must go back to where the story starts. This woman we read about in the Bible, it doesn't give her name. But it does tell us where she's from. She is a Shunammite woman from the city of Shumain. Now, Shumain means a double rest. Oh, my. She was from the city of a double rest, or two places of rest. Now, Shumain was a city in Ascar, north of Manassas, about 5 miles south of Mount Tabor. And the great prophet Elisha would travel through the city on his journeys. And it came to pass that she noticed this man of God. And she offered him some bread. And she befriended the man of God. And one day she told her husband, she said, I want to make room in our house for the man of God. I want to make a place for him where he can rest when he's traveling through. In the city of rest, I want to give him a place of rest, amen. And so that he can rest his head. And so she made room in her home for the prophet. And no doubt she called this room the Elisha room. I've stayed in the many of them. Amen. But you know, when I was thinking about that, I thought that would be a good thing for all of us to do. Is to clean some of the junk out of our lives. And make room for more of Jesus. Amen. Like Elijah told you, dig this valley full of ditches. The deeper you dig, the more water you will get. And the more room we make in our lives for Jesus, that's more room for the Holy Spirit to come in. Amen. Dig the clutter of the world out of our lives. Well, we get so caught up in politics, it's going to play out. They're going to do what they're going to do. Don't worry about that. Keep your eyes on the promise. Amen. People get so caught up. Families get mad at one another. Can't even talk to one another over politics. Well, I'm a Democrat. Well, I'm a Republican. Well, they both work for the same boss. Amen. Amen. I will ever be a Christian. Amen. So let's dig out. You know, maybe we could take a little bit less time on Facebook and put our face in another book. Get the clutter out of our lives. So she did this act of kindness for the man of God. And the Bible said, he who receives the prophet in the name of the prophet receives a prophet's reward. Amen. The prophet taught us that God cares for those who care for him. Amen. God cares for people who cares. Amen. The Bible says, as you've done it unto the least of these, my little ones, you have done it unto me. And it so pleased the prophet that this woman would do this act of kindness. He said, I want to do something for her. Kindness begets kindness. It'd be good if we remember that at the red light. I've drove in Tucson traffic. I know it. He said, I want to do something for her. And Gehazi said, Master, she doesn't have a child. And the prophet said, bring her here. And he said, this time next year, according to the time of life, you will have a child. Yeah. Yeah. And just as the prophet said, she had a boy. Because prophet's words come true.
Yes, sir.
And when he was about 11 years old, and one day he went out into the father's field to work during the harvest time. And the prophet said, I believe he must have suffered a sunstroke because he began to say, my head, and he got sicker and more sick. So the father, being busy, told one of the servants, take the lad to his mother. And they took the boy to his mother and laid him on her lap, and she kept him on her lap till about noon. And the breath went out of him, and he died. But when this happened, oh my, she took him and laid him on the prophet's bed. Now there's a wonderful revelation. Oh my. She didn't take him and lay him on her bed, nor his bed, nor the father's bed, but she took the child and laid it on the prophet's bed. Amen. Because she knew that whatever that prophet touched was blessed. Oh, can you realize it tonight, church? We are blessed. We are a blessed people because our lives have been touched by the hand of God. He has given us light in darkness. He has given us peace in the time of trouble. He's given us rest in the time of unrest. Revelation in a time of insanity. There's so many questions today, Brother Darrell. Oh, that's true. That's exactly true. But we've got something that the world don't have.
Amen.
The world's got questions.
Yeah.
But we've got the answer, amen.
Yes,
amen. You may not have $100 in your pocket tonight, but we've got riches untold.
Amen.
We are a rich people. We are blessed because our lives have been touched by the Master. Think about that tonight. The prophet said God passed over millions to bring you this word. Why, Brother Henry? Because we're blessed, amen. She said to a servant, saddle me a mule and go forward. Don't stop. If anybody salutes you, don't salute them back. And go straight to the man of God that's up at Mount Carmel. Oh, my. Oh, I like that right there. Set your eyes on the goal and don't look back. Do not get sidetracked. Do not stop. Do not listen to doubters. Just keep going. She said, get me a mule together. I've got to go see the man of God. We've got to go find Elisha and her husband. Her husband said, it's neither new moon nor is it Sabbath. So the man of God won't be there. In other words, he said, you're wasting your time. He ain't there. You might as well settle down. The doctor says it's the worst case he ever saw. The doctor said you're going blind. The doctor said there's nothing we can do for your eyes.
Hallelujah.
always, every time you make a move towards God, whether it's salvation, whether it's a closer walk, whether it's for healing, you're going to face doubters. You're going to face people who try to turn you back. You're going to face people who try to get you to give up and accept what the doctor says. But I say accept what God says. Amen. Doctors tell you what they know. They do the best they know how to do. But I've got another doctor. Hallelujah. His name is Dr. Jesus. If anybody should have encouraged her, it should have been her husband. Sometimes our greatest hindrances comes within the own ranks of our own family. Well, it's getting a little bit quiet now. He said, you're wasting your time. He ain't there. You might as well quit that screaming in church and just settle down. Just forget it. Oh, my. But let me tell you, every time you're going to have discouragers, you're going to have hindrances, you're going to have hot obstacles trying to turn you back, trying to get you to give up, trying to get you to let go. But I say to you tonight, hold on, amen. Just keep going. Don't listen to the critics. Just keep writing. Hallelujah. Rebecca rode her camel to the bridegroom. And I tell you, God has given us a power tonight. It is the Holy Ghost. And I say, ride it to your promise. Amen. Go to where the Word of God is being made manifest. And when she got to where Elisha was, he seen her coming. And he said, go ask her, is it well with thy husband? How did he know they had a fight before they come to church? You know, brother told me one time, it's hard to amen when you fight with your wife on the way to church. Huh? Ain't that something? He seen her coming. He said, go ask her, is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the boy? Is it well with thee? Her son was laying dead on the prophet's bed. She had had a disagreement with her husband whether to go or not go. But when the question was asked, she didn't bring up any of that. She said, it is well. Could she say that? Because she was in the presence of the prophet of God. Amen. Oh my, it's well. Because she's in the presence of the prophet. If she had that much confidence standing in the presence of a prophet, how much more ought you and I have tonight? How much more confidence ought we to have standing in the presence of the one who sent the prophet? We're not standing in the presence of Brother Branham. We're not standing in the presence of another prophet. But we are standing in the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in their midst. Hallelujah. Not still, well, what would it have been, Brother Doug? What I would have given to be in one of the prophet's meetings. But if we could catch the revelation tonight, we are in a greater time right now. Because we have become what the prophet was talking about. Amen. The message is no longer book form and just tape form, but the message has become flesh form. Oh, saints of God, I say to you tonight, all is well. You may be having trouble, but all is well. You may be sick, but all is well. You may be having great difficulties, but I say to you, my brother, my sister, all is well. For we are standing in the presence of Jesus Christ, and He is both creator and sustainer. Amen. He is both creator and sustainer of our lives. He has got it all in control. There is nothing happens to us. Satan cannot touch us unless he gets permission. Whatever you face in life, He knows all about it. Oh, hallelujah. She came to the man of God. She caught him by the feet. Look at this woman. Her boy was laid dead. That had been given to her by a prophecy. And now he lay dead. Had a fight with her husband. Rode all, I don't know how far she rode, but she rode a long way, we'd say. Finally gets to the man of God. She runs up, falls down at his feet. And guess what happens next? Here comes Gehazi. And he grabs her and said, "Hey, get off of him. Leave him alone." Even when she got into the presence of the man of God, she was still being met with difficulties and obstructions. Sometimes, friends, we have to fight all the way to church. And when we get to church, you have to fight when you get in here. But I say, keep fighting. That just tells me there's a blessing for you. Sometimes the devil will do anything he can to try to turn you back, try to get you to just, well, I would just stay home tonight. Everything's going wrong. No, that's the time to really persevere. That's the time to sow through. That's the time to keep going. Because I tell you, God has got a blessing for you. He come up and grabbed her and said, "Get away from him." Tried to thrust her away, the Bible says. And the man of God said, "Let her alone. Her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me." So what does that tell me? That God don't tell his prophets everything. Contrary to what some people try to preach or teach, he only tells his prophets what he wants them to know. Amen. He said, "The Lord hath hid this thing from me. I don't know what's wrong with her." Prophets don't know everything, only what God will allow them to know. She said, "Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I come to you asking you to do this for me? I didn't come to you. You come to me." Oh, friend, do you realize tonight? I wasn't looking for Elijah. You wasn't looking for Elijah. I wasn't looking for Malachi 4. Neither was you. But Malachi 4 came looking for us. Oh, hallelujah. She said, "Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me?" Then he said to Gehazi, "Gird up thy loins and take my staff in thy hand. Go thy way. If you meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not. And lay my staff upon the face of the child." Now that's pretty good. She got into the presence of the prophet. The prophet gave his servant his staff. "You take this staff and you go lay it on that boy." But that wasn't good enough for her. She had fought all the way to get to him, and she was holding on. She was holding on to him till she got what she needed. Amen. Sometimes we turn loose way too fast. We give up way too fast. If it don't happen when we think it's going to happen, then we just give up. But I say, it'll happen in God's time. And God's time is always the right time. Don't worry about your time. Just sink your life with God's time. Amen. Amen. He said, "Go lay your staff upon this boy." She said, "Oh, no. I'm not going to leave you. I will not leave you. You gave me a boy one time. If you spoke it one time, you can speak it again." Oh, God. Is that not true, friends? If God ever healed you one time, can't God heal you again? If God ever saved you one time, can't God bless you again? If God ever delivered you one time, can He not deliver you from the snare you're in right now? She said, "You gave me a boy once. If you done it once, you can do it again." Amen. I'm holding on. I'm not letting go of you. I'm not leaving. Oh, my. Think of it. Think of it, friends. Why would we give up so easy? Why do you walk away so? We think about it. We serve a God who turned water into wine. That's pretty good. How many times does he have to do it for us to believe it? If he done it one time, can't he do it another time and another time and another time and another time? Think about it. And when Elisha seen that he had her on his hands, there was nothing else to do but go with her. Amen. And the prophet said, if you'll just stay with the Holy Spirit, like she stayed with Elisha. She grabbed him by the feet and she wasn't letting go. She was holding on. She was on his hands. And the prophet said, you stay on Jesus' hands like that. Amen. Grab a hold of him and do not let go. Amen. If he loves you enough to come to you and bless you and save you, don't he love you enough to heal you? To rapture you? Then stay on his hands. Just stay right there with him, amen. Oh my, when you take a hold of God for something, don't you turn loose. Just hold on. Just hold on. Well, the doctor says it's the worst case. Hold on. Well, I've been waiting 2 years. Well, another 2 years won't hurt. Just hold on. Abraham waited 25 years. Noah waited 120. But he got rain, amen. When you take a hold of God for something, don't you turn loose. Just hold on to him. Brother Branham said if we could take a hold of God's agent. God's agent then was Elisha. And God's agent today is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hold on to it, he said. Whenever you come in contact and you feel the Holy Spirit on you, then hold on to it. Amen. I'll not leave you. Stay with it like Jacob did when he wrestled with the angel. He said, I'm going to hold on till you bless me and give you the things that I'm desiring. It wasn't Jacob begging to be let go of. It was the angel. Oh God, he had a hold of that angel so tight. It was the angel begging him, let go. It wasn't Jacob saying, oh God, let go of me. I can't take no more. It was the angel. The angel said, let me go. Let me go. I've got to go. He said, I'll not let you go. I'm going to hold on to you. Amen. I'll stay all night. If I have to stay all night, I'm going to stay there. I'm going to hold on. Amen. Amen. You see, her faith was not in the staff. It was in the prophet. Amen. My faith is not in emotion. Come on, friends. It's not in how loud I scream or how much I run. And I like to run and I like to get excited. And I tell the young people at youth camps, tell them many times, if you shout, that's fine. If you scream, that's fine. If you run, that's fine. If you fall out in the spirit, that's fine. If you do nothing, that's fine. Just get up different. Amen. Our faith is not in emotion. Our faith is anchored in God's word. God said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. God said, I will restore, saith the Lord. Amen. Her faith wasn't in the staff. It was in the prophet. She said, as the Lord God, your God lives and never dies and your soul never dies. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to stay right here. And the prophet said, if you take Jesus for your healer, don't you let no devil or nothing else ever back you out of it. Amen. Stay right with it. Stay right there. As the Lord your God lives and your soul lives and never dies, I'll not leave you till I find out about that baby of mine. Oh my. And when Elijah couldn't get rid of her, and the prophet said, that's the way you want to be. When Elisha seen he couldn't get rid of her. Amen. Now the prophet said, that's the way you want to be with Jesus. You want to just get on his hands and stay there, cry out day and night. That's the way, yes, sir. Don't you turn loose. Don't you back up one bit. If you believe it, then stay with it. Now, if you're just wishing, that's a different story. If you're just hoping, that's a different story. But if that drops in your heart, it's settled forever. Just stay with it. God will keep his word. Amen. 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 Get on his hands day and night. That's the way. Don't you turn loose. Don't back up one bit. If you believe it, stay there. There's mercy in the Lord. Stay with it. Like Jesus teaching about the unjust judge. He said how this woman constantly knocked at the door. She was persistent. If you turned her away today, she came back tomorrow. She was on his hands. She was constantly knocking on his door. He said, I neither fear God nor man, but this woman's driving me crazy. I can't eat. I can't sleep. All I hear is knocking. It's me. This woman torments me day and night, crying after me. And the prophet said, that's the way you want to get with God. Get on his hands every morning, every night, every day, all the time. Just constantly keep seeking, keep asking. Just keep knocking, Lord. I'm enjoying knocking because I know you're going to answer. I'm going to ask you because I know you're able to answer my need tonight. I need my marriage restored. I need healing. I need my children. I need my... Come on, somebody. Oh, God, my baby's dying. And this is happening. And that's happening. I've got to find you, God. Amen. That's when something happens. That's when something happens. He has to get you off his hands. Amen. And he comes out to answer you. The prophet said, we find that faith finds this. Faith understands this, that if you knock, he will answer. Because that's what the Bible said. Seek and you shall find. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, saith the Lord, and I will answer thee. That widow woman was avenged because she cried out for it. And how much more will God give them the Holy Spirit who cry after him day and night? The only way we're going to leave here, friends, is if the token is applied. The hour has come. It's no longer, we can no longer talk about the token. We must now apply the token. It's the only way out of here, friends. You see the things that's happening. You see the things that's happening in this nation. You see it coming in baby form, and that will grow up among us. It's time for us to go. Have you got your ticket? Amen. We've got faith to believe God can do it and will do it. Then take a hold of him and hold on. Just don't let go. Stay right with it. If it don't come tonight, it'll come tomorrow. If it don't come tomorrow, it'll be tomorrow night. If not tomorrow night, it'll be next week. If not next week, it'll be next. It doesn't matter when it comes, as long as it comes. Amen. I got a promise. I've got a promise. And I hold on to it. Amen. I've been claiming my healing from my back for 2-some 3 years now. Constantly, every day, I thank God for healing me because he is my healer. When I get up in the morning, if I can't walk, he's still my healer. When I lay down at night and I hurt, he's still my healer. God is my healer. Amen. God is my deliverer. Amen. Amen. God said they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. That's a promise from God. Amen. But it'll do you no good if you don't believe it. Absolutely no good. But if you believe it, you can have what you asked for. Is that what Jesus said? If thou can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Jairus come running up, fell down at Jesus' feet. Lord, my daughter lays at death. Will you come? Jesus said, I'll go. But before they could make the journey, a woman with a blood issue reached to the crowd and touched Jesus. And he turned and healed the woman of a blood issue. Sometimes you got to wait your turn.
Huh?
Now what if he got mad? I asked you to come with me. My daughter's dying. And you turned to this woman because she reached through the crowd and touched you? I was the one that asked you to go. That attitude, he would have never got her back. Sometimes just wait your turn, friends. It may be the front row tonight. It may be the back row tomorrow night. Just wait your turn. But when it's your turn, step into the water. You see, the outside world, I love this quote right here. The outside world wants you to believe as soon as you lay hands on a crippled leg, it must straighten out and they must jump up and down. Now, the outside world wants us to believe that. And they put that pressure on us so much that when it don't happen, we get discouraged. But the prophet said the outside world wants you to believe. As soon as you lay hands on that crippled leg, it's supposed to straighten out and they're supposed to jump up and down and shout. Now that's a miracle. But there's a difference between healing and a miracle. The prophet said they want you to believe that that crippled leg must instantly straighten out. But I listened to the rest of this quote. They must jump up and down. But he never said that. He never promised that. He said the prayer of faith shall save the sick and God will raise them up. But he never said when. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But he never said when. He said when you pray, believe that you receive it and it shall be given to you. But he never said when. So if you believe it, then just hold on to it. Don't let go. Don't back up. Just soldier on. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love him? Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me just skip some of this right here. Hallelujah. Amen. Where is the God today? Where is the God today that was on Jesus Christ? Where is the power of his resurrection? It's in his church. It's in his church today. Amen. His promises are true. Then let's hold on to them. Keep pressing on. Don't give up. Don't turn back. I'm discouraged, Brother Dow, but hold on to Jesus. The doctor says it's bad, but hold on to Jesus. Don't look at the situation. Only look at the solution. As long as you look to that problem, that's all you'll ever have. Don't look to the problem. Look to the answer. Just to grab a hold of the promise like that black woman did down in Memphis. When her son was dying with syphilis. Amen. She said, Lord, if I be like that Shunammite woman, where's your prophet? And she went to sleep and she had a dream. And she saw a man come down the road with a satchel in his hand and his hat tipped on the side of the head. And the dream meant so much to her. When she woke up, she went out to the gate. 3 o'clock in the morning and stood at the gate waiting on him to come. She was holding on. Her baby was dying. She was holding on. She believed the answer was in that dream. She was holding on to it. And he came walking by and he tilted his hat to her. And she said, morning, parson. He said, how'd you know I was a preacher? She said, not only that, sir, I know she's coming. Oh, man, you know the story. The prophet went in there and prayed for her. The prophet said, what's wrong with him? She said, he thinks he's out on the sea, lost. He was there going, Prophet prayed for him. Oh, my. The prophet prayed for him. And he said, Mama, it's getting light in the room. Brother Branham said, when I left, I just know I missed my plane. So when I left, he's sitting up on the side of the bed. I hurried back to the hotel room. I got my stuff. I headed to the airport. And I heard over the loudspeaker, last call for Lexington, Kentucky. And the prayer of an insignificant black woman holding on to the promise of God. If I be like that Shunammite woman, where is your Elijah? Amen. She held on to the promise of God and got her son back. And the prayer of that black woman grounded an airplane and held it on the ground. Amen. Reminds me of another girl down in Jonesboro, Arkansas, who was from Memphis. She was blind. And they heard on the radio that God had healed a man of eyesight up in Jonesboro, Arkansas, where the prophet was having a meeting. Said 8 days and nights at the pulpit. Child said, I'd pray for everybody. But at the end of 8 days, there's more to pray for than there was the first day. They brought a woman in an ambulance, and they said she was dead. And they took the prophet out and brought him around this way. And he got up in the ambulance and prayed for her, for the woman, and life came back into her. And he came out of the ambulance and said, Brother Branham, we can't get you in this way. We'll have to go around this way. He said, don't you see how God orchestrates things? He said, why did he have me to go around this way? You see how things just lock together? And he come around this side of the building, and he heard her. And she was saying, would someone please have mercy on me? I'm blind. Would you have mercy on me? I've lost my papa. I can't find my daddy. I can't see. Someone have mercy on me. And he said, I stood there so that she would bump into me. He said, what do you need? She said, I come to see the healer. He said, the what? She said, the healer. He said, man, we heard on the radio, God healed a man of blinded eyes. She said, I've got cataracts. They can't take them off my eyes. It's left me blind. And my papa told me, he got the money, brought me up here on a bus, told me to stand right here. But the crowd bumped me, and now I'm lost, and I can't find my daddy. He said, I come to see the healer. He said, as many fine doctors today. She said, but you see, sir, they can't help me. Aren't you glad when the doctor sent you in that room? And he says, I'm sorry, it's cancer, stage 4. I'm sorry, there's nothing more I can do. Aren't you glad you know someone who can do something about it? When they told me Jessica would never see again, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I knew the Lamb of God who opens blinded eyes. For he said in his word, he hath anointed me to open blinded eyes. I'm so glad I knew him. He said, I looked at her and said, perhaps I'm the one you're supposed to see. Said, you see how God locks things exactly right? Why was I taken to the back? Said, she grabbed me by the lapels of my coat like that. And she said, are you the healer? I said, no, sister, I'm not. I'm just your brother. She said, I want to see the healer. He said, I hope you that you see him someday. And I believe you will. She said, what is your name? I said, Brother Branham. She said, you the one I want to see. I said, now no one knows it's me. I'll pray for you, but don't let it be known. Just take your hands. He said, I couldn't pull her hands off of my lapel. She was holding on for dear life. And I said, I can pray for you if you'll believe. I can pray for you if you'll believe. You know what she said? That's all I ask you to do. Oh, my. And while we were praying, I heard a scream. And she ran out into the lot, throwing people one way and the other way. And she fell on the ground screaming, I, who was once blind, can now see. Yeah. A few weeks ago, I got a letter from her. Her eyes were 20/20. She doesn't even have to wear glasses. When the Lord touched Jessica's eyes, she was blind. She had little sunglasses that she wore. We rode her around in a wheelchair. She was blind. But when God touched her eyes, she sees better than me. Because God does all things well. Brother Branham said, she doesn't even have to wear glasses or nothing. It's amazing grace of God that does these things. It's something that Jesus Christ gave to his church to enjoy the privileges of good health. And when those people saw that young Ethiopian girl with her sight, there stood an old man with a club and a twisted foot. He said, I know who you are, Brother Branham. I've been standing here 3 days in the rain. We can't sit 45 minutes sometimes in an air-conditioned building. And this man with a twisted up foot stood 3 days in the rain. That just touches my heart. 3 days in the rain. That's holding on. That's not letting go. That's staying the course. That's pressing on. That's not giving up. Not turning back. Well, it's raining. I guess I better go to the house. Woezy, woezy me. Now I come out here to get prayed for. Now I'm in a thunderstorm. He stayed the course. Amen. He said, I know who you are, Brother Branham. I've been standing here 3 days in the rain. If you'll just ask God, he will heal my foot. Brother Branham said, what can be done at a time like that? I said to him, my brother, if you believe that Jesus died and rose again the third day to make these things possible, hand me your club. And he handed me that club. He wasn't just kidding. He meant it. And when he handed me that club, I seen with my own two eyes that twisted club foot come straight. And he jumped up in the air and began to scream. And 4 men rushed around me. But people, mothers with their babies, trying to get in close enough just to touch that old ragged coat. It wasn't the coat, nor was it the one wearing it. It was the Lord Jesus. Oh, man, I say that same Lord Jesus is in this building tonight. That same Jesus was honoring their faith. And that same Jesus will honor your faith tonight. If you can only declare that he's here for you. He's here for you. But Brother Darrell, what if it don't work? What if I tried and it don't work? Listen to me. It'll never work with that kind of attitude. You've got to let go of all that and hang on to the promise. Amen. Don't look to the symptoms. Look to the cure. You see, as long as you mix faith with doubt, that's a hybrid faith. It'll produce nothing. Huh? Oh, my. The devil don't care if you believe Jesus heals. As long as you don't believe he can heal you. He'll even say, yeah, he heals. But your cancer is the worst cancer it's ever seen. Your situation is the worst situation that's ever been. Amen. Yeah, God heals cancer, but not yours. Yeah, God opens blinded eyes, but not yours. Yeah, God takes care of arthritis, but your case is real bad. Is anything too hard for God? Amen. Just let your faith go. Hold on to the promise of God for your need. Don't worry who's beside you, who's in front of you, who's behind you. Jesus is here. Just reach out and touch him. How do you know he's here, Brother Darrell? He said he would be, and I believe him. Well, I don't see him. You don't have to see him to believe him. Faith sees the unseen. It's the unseen things that are real. But God will back up his word for anybody that'll take him at his word tonight. He's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. You need healing. You need forgiveness. You need deliverance. You need answers. You need reconciliation. You need restoration. You've got to make decisions in a time of trouble. Just look to him tonight. Just hold on to the promise. Well, Brother Darrell, I tell you, this COVID's bad. I tell you, it is. You think it caught Jesus by surprise? Do you think he didn't know this pandemic was coming and he's been trying to struggle around, trying to make everything work out for us? Nonsense, friends. Romans 8:28 says all things. That's a new car and a pandemic. All things work to the good. To them who love God. Don't you see, everything that comes into our life, God allows these things to make us stronger, more mature, to increase our faith, to increase our faith muscles. If you believe it, then hold on to it. Exercise your God-given rights. Whatever you have need of tonight, just reach out and touch him. If she touched him and got cured of a blood, then if you can touch him tonight, he's the healer. He's the deliverer. He's the restorer. He's the comfort. He's the peace. He's the joy. He can calm your fears. He can take that oppression away tonight. Amen. She held on, friends. She did not give up. And because she wouldn't give up, Elisha went with her. You know the story. He laid upon the child, and the child came back to life. I'd like to see that look on her face when she looked at her husband. I told you if I could get to him, it'd be all right. Is all well with thee tonight? Amen. Is all well with thee tonight? Amen. Well, Brother Darrell, I've got this, but is all well with thee tonight? Amen. At any moment, at any time, there's a man here who can turn on the light. Hallelujah. Amen. At any moment, at any second, there's a man here tonight. He's proved himself to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just reach out and touch him, amen. Amen. Can you imagine as we close? Can you just imagine what kind of time they had at their house that night? I'd say there was singing. I'd say that there was shouting. That boy that lay dead on the prophet's bed was sitting at the table eating ravioli or something. I don't know. Just having a wonderful time. Because she held on. I would not let go. Oh, saints, tonight, I say to you, we start this meeting, just a simple thought to start the meeting. We'll look at some more things tomorrow and tomorrow night, Lord willing, but can you hold on? Look at look at our nation today. Look at the people that are giving up. A friend of mine, I hunt with him up in Illinois every year. He came home from work last week. His wife had hung herself in the garage because she couldn't take the election and the fact that Trump had lost, and she felt it was rigged and whatever more. And she was so depressed. And he sent a text and pray. I can't be my kid's Holy Ghost, but pray I can say something to keep my family together, because everybody's questioning why. In a time of unrest, in a time of uncertainty, and the mask has alienated and isolated us, and all the things that we must do, and we should give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I have no problem with that, do you? If it'll help somebody, just do it. Wash your hands. Use hand sanitizer. Just give it in the hands of the Lord. And then if you get it, just trust him to get you through it. Amen. But in this time of uncertainty, when so many people are letting go of what they believed all their life, and when we come down to the crucial hour, the crunch time, if you will, they're starting to walk away and give up. But I say to you, don't quit. These anniversary meetings this weekend, let it be a time of reconnecting with God. Let it be a time of recommitment. Let it be a time of rededication. Let it be a time of being certain of what you believe. Let no man turn you aside. Let no devil turn you aside. Hold on to the promise. Do not give up. We're going home. Do you love him tonight? Do you believe him tonight? God bless you. Musicians, come. Come tonight. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord Jesus. How we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace. And Lord, we believe your word tonight. Oh, God, we make room in our lives for you, Lord. Yes, Lord. A place of rest. Rest in us, Lord. And God, I don't have, as the song says, I don't have all the answers to the questions in life. But I know in whom I have believed. You are the answer, Lord, to everything I have need of. Financial trouble, spiritual trouble, marital trouble, mental trouble, physical trouble, questions. God, there's nowhere else to turn but you. Our nation, Lord, is slipping away from us. We can't stay here much longer. The ship is sinking. We must change ships. Oh, God, I'm so grateful tonight that no matter how bad it looks, no matter how dark it is, we're going to hold on, Lord. All is well tonight because we know you. And Lord, I pray that there be some here, Lord, maybe they're going through a difficult time. Maybe their children is in rebellion. I don't know, Lord. Thou knowest every heart here. But Lord, I pray tonight that no matter what they're facing, Lord, may they reach out tonight and cast down the worry and take you. Cast down the fear and take you. Cast down the doctor's report and take your report. We're going to grab hold of you, Lord. We're not going to let go. For you're the answer to every question. You're the answer to every sickness. You're the answer to every need tonight, Lord. And as the prophet said, when those people saw that black girl healed and that man with the twisted foot, how they come rushing just to touch that old coat. But it wasn't the coat, nor was it Brother Branham. It was you, Lord. Lord, I'm not Brother Branham, but you're still Jesus. Oh, God. May they reach out tonight, Lord. And may they proclaim all is well. Because I'm in the presence of the Master. I'm in the presence of the Lord Jesus tonight. Grant it, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We have heard the message, Shalom, and all is sing it tonight by faith. Oh, we have heard the message, Shalom, and all is well. Oh, there is a place, a perfect rest behind the hidden veil. So rest, little bride, rest. Do you believe it tonight, my brother, my sister? Can you say that from the depths of your soul tonight by faith? All is well. It's well tonight. Doctor says it looks bad, but all is well. They say there's no way there can be a reconciliation, but all is well. They say there's no way you can overcome this, but all is well tonight. Oh, they say that child is gone forever, but I say all is well tonight. It's well with my soul. It is well because I know in whom I have believed. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. Do you believe that tonight? But here's what, if it's okay, here's what I want us to do tonight. Just family to family, just lay hands on one another. Just family to family tonight. If someone comes upon your heart, I want you to pray for them. But we're going to have a word of prayer tonight. Oh, friend, there's so many people hurting today. So many people depressed today. But oh, my. Let's grab a hold of Jesus for them. Just reach out and touch Jesus for your brother, for your sister, for your husband, for your wife. Somebody else will be touching him for you. You touch him for someone else tonight. Be a conduit. Be a channel that the Holy Spirit can flow through. Pray for your brother tonight. Pray for your sister tonight. Will you do it? Everyone now, can we pray? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come before your throne tonight. We believe your promise to be true. Father God, I know you're a miracle working God. You're a prayer answering God. You're the way maker. You're the light in the darkness. You're the promise keeper. Oh God, tonight, you are our healer, our deliverer, our protection, our peace, our joy, our bridegroom, our friend, our physician. You're the love of our life tonight. You're the answer to every problem that we have tonight. And God, we come before you, Lord, on behalf of our brother and our sister tonight. And I pray in the name of Jesus, by the same anointing that raised my Lord from the grave, by that same anointing that gave my daughter back to me, oh God, may that same anointing tonight move upon my brother and upon my sister. Take away the fear. Take away the oppression. Take away the depression tonight. Oh God, let the peace, let the joy of the Almighty God rest upon my brother and my sister tonight. Satan, I rebuke you. You're nothing but a liar. Come out of the people tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, how we love you tonight. How we worship you tonight. And Father God, we're going to believe that you heard our prayer tonight for my brother and my sister. And we're going out confessing tonight. Oh, it's well. It is well with my soul. It is well with my husband. It is well with my wife. It is well with my children. It is well with my family. It is well tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. For the Lord my God shall supply all my needs tonight.
In Jesus Christ's name, I believe it and I receive it tonight for the glory of God. For the glory of God tonight. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you believe him tonight? Everybody now, just raise your hands to him and give him praise tonight. Satan, you lost the battle tonight. We are believers. We believe the promise of our Lord tonight. Oh, hallelujah. All is well tonight. All is well. Amen, amen, amen. Like you believe it now. Time of darkness, peace in the time of trouble, rest in a time of unrest, calm in the midst of the storm. I'm so glad that I know him. I'm so glad that he promised us these things tonight, that he does not lie, that his words are yea. Oh, how we thank you, Lord, tonight. Amen. Oh, friends, here just a few months ago over in North Carolina, Brother Scott Smith, just in an environment like this, Brother Scott's mother had a torn rotator cuff, couldn't raise her arm. But just in a service like this, at this moment, I just stepped off the platform, just offered a word of prayer, stepped into the study. All of a sudden, a roar went up among the people. Brother Scott come running into the study, said, Brother Darrell, God just instantly healed my mother of a torn rotator cuff. That's the kind of God I serve tonight. Right now, amen. Just cast down your sickness, cast down your fear, and lift your faith to Jesus tonight. God bless you, saints. Do you love him tonight? Amen. Come, brother. Amen. In